This is Fresh Air. Singer Ted Hawkins was almost 46 by the time his first album, Watch Your Step, was released in 1982. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of his new album, Happy Hour.
Ooh, baby, baby, please don't you let me go. No, darling, don't make me explain it. I don't know why, but I don't want to.
Ted Hawkins is a 51-year-old man from Mississippi. Up until just a year ago, he made his living singing on the boardwalk in Venice Beach, California, for spare change. He's been in and out of jail for much of his life, often put there for little more than jaywalking or loitering. Hawkins has been playing the guitar and singing since he was a child, but until recently, none of his attempts to make it in the music business had panned out. His austere yet eclectic music doesn't seem to fit any label. It mixes soul and country and pop and the blues. His voice doesn't fit in with the music industry of the 80s either. It's rough and deep and knowing. Hawkins sounds like Sam Cooke would if Sam Cooke had lived a long, hard life. But over the past year, Ted Hawkins has recorded two albums for Rounder Records, and he's beginning to attract attention. Here's a cut from his latest album, Happy Hour. The song is My Last Goodbye.
What you gonna do without me? Hey baby, don't you think I'm cruel? I may not be the best in the West, but I'm the best that you have, little girl. Places I can't go, so many things that I don't know, but one thing I know, I want you, I want you. Hey, treat me right, turn out the lights, we're gonna make a little loving tonight. Make me feel real good, hold me real tight, love me all night.
That was Ted Hawkins from his new album, Happy Hour. It took a small independent label like Rounder Records in Boston to take a chance on Hawkins. These days, no major label is going to sign someone who sounds as rough and original as Ted Hawkins. His music isn't smooth and lulling like Whitney Houston, or predictably noisy like Motley Crue. Instead, Hawkins taps into a whole history of popular music, from early country to modern rhythm and blues. In concert, Hawkins has been known to sing a terrific version of Webb Pierce's honky-tonk classic, There Stands the Glass. And on this new album, he offers a beautiful interpretation of Curtis Mayfield's Gypsy Woman. The sound of Ted Hawkins is a sound we don't hear often enough. In England, there's already an audience that appreciates him. Both of his albums have topped the record charts there, primarily because an influential disc jockey on BBC Radio 1 loved Hawkins' music and played him repeatedly. Here, where pop music radio is profoundly conservative, it's impossible for even an influential DJ, and there really aren't any of those anymore, to program music as unusual as Ted Hawkins. But at least these records are available to those who want to seek him out. I would think that you big chillers out there who pine for the glory days of the Temptations and Marvin Gaye could get behind this fresh, passionate music. Ted Hawkins deserves a break in his own country.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.